The Gospel according to St. John, out of the sixth chapter, I will begin reading at verse 24, and I read through 29, and I also add in verse 47. The Bible reads, "When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him have God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. Verse 47 says, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me have everlasting life. Supporting scripture from Hebrews 11 and 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The base of those verses, we lose the thought or subject this morning. The only thing we have to do is believe. The only thing we have to do is believe. Thank you, God. If we ever have a mind to stop being so concerned about yourself, and believe in the power and the strength of the God that you claim you serve. We murmur and complain and grumble too much to be as blessed as we are. And one might say that you know, you can say that because you got this or you got that. It doesn't matter what material things that you have. If you got the blood running warm in your vein, if you are a man or a woman, a boy or a girl, and you know that God was the one that created you from the dust of the ground, if you know that there was somebody by the name of Jesus that they tell me that he went to Calvary and they buried him in a grave, but on the third day he got up with all power in his hand. If you got sense enough to believe that, then you got some power down on the inside that the devil don't even know you got. Every time the devil thinks that he knocked you down, you better learn how to spring back up and say, I'm still running for my master. Don't never let him get you to where you can't tell God thank you. Don't never let him get you to where you feel so bad about yourself or bad about what you've done that you can't call out for the mercy of God. How many of you know God to be a merciful God? How many of you know that if God wasn't a merciful God, we'd all be lost right now? You got to realize and think about where the Lord God has brought you from and what God is doing in all of our lives this morning. We got to understand that when it comes to praising God, we ought to have a mind to just do that. As we come to lift up the mighty name of Jesus and thanking God for another day's journey. There's a song that says it's another day's journey and I'm glad about it. And the good thing is that you got something to be glad about. There are times when you might feel like I got another day's journey, but you don't know how long that journey is going to last. This might be the last day of your journey. So if this is the last day of your journey, if you would just reflect back on your yesterdays, you got to understand that there's a power in the strength of God that will make a way out of no way. And if it's your last day, then how many of you know you got to make the best of what you got? If this is the last day that I got to give God all I got right now. I got to let him know that, Lord, I don't know whether I'm going to be here tomorrow, but everything you give me right now, I'm going to give it right back to you. No matter how it looks, no matter what the condition might be, you got to understand that we are still a blessed people. We still got something to be thankful for. Even those that feel like that nobody cares about me. You know, we got some folk this morning that feel like don't nobody care about them. They feel like because of the situations of the world, things that maybe even that I've done in my life, that society has turned their backs on me. But I want to let you know this morning that I serve a God that will turn his back towards you and open up a door for you and ask you and invite you to come on in. And when you go on in, then you will find that he is a forgiving God. You know how we got some of those so-called friends that every now and again they try to remind you of your yesterday, try to remind you of when you wasn't up here, try to make you feel like you're just down there. But I don't care about what you call about my yesterday. I thank God for my yesterday, but I thank him even more for my today. Did anybody thank God for their today? See, if you hadn't messed up in some of your yesterdays, you wouldn't appreciate what it is to have a little bit of sense today. None of us have arrived. Nobody in here has already overcome. We are just a work in progress, and we are trying to do what that said, the Lord our God. Too many times we sit still and keep quiet instead of being a witness for the Lord. You got to understand that your testimony might help somebody. Everybody's not going to get the message from the preacher. That there are some is going to get the message, because when you declare the goodness of God and what he has done for you, that'll let somebody know that, you know, I'm just like them. I'm not up above the clouds and I walk down in the valley just like they do. And if God blessed them, I believe God will bless me. So that's why every now and again, you got to share the goodness of Jesus. You got to tell somebody about how the Lord brought you a mighty long way. Anybody got a testimony in here this morning? Anybody don't mind telling God thank you? Anybody know that if you tell God that I know that I'll make a way, that God will make a way, that he is a way maker? I wonder this morning, is it just mere words, or has somebody really called on the name of the Lord and said, God, I'm going to lay it at your feet and I want you to work it out for me. And then you backed up off that situation and got away from it, and God just stepped right on in. And when God stepped in, he just started blessing on the left and blessing on the right. And all of a sudden, you just had a mind to forget about yesterday and just throw up holy hands and say, God, I just want to thank you. Everybody in here got something to thank the Lord for. You can't thank him for yourself, thank him for somebody else. Hallelujah, Jesus. You've never been sick and down on your back thanking for that one that you know that was sick. You took time to pray for him. God stopped by the sick room, got him up off that bed one more time. The Bible declares that we have not because we ask not. And a lot of times when we ask with doubt. A lot of times we are just too impatient to wait on God. We got to learn how to, in the process of our waiting, hold on to our trust. In the process of waiting, we got to know that our hope and our joy got to stay intact. Because when you're waiting on God to do something, the enemy will always throw a stumbling block in the way. When you're waiting on God, the enemy will begin to feed your mind with some negative things that will begin to make you believe that God is not going to answer your call. But what you got to understand is that the enemy is just doing his job. But if you put a deaf ear to the enemy and you trust the power of God, see, what we want to talk about this morning is having true belief in the power of God and in God himself. Because if you don't believe in God, even your presence in here is in vain. All of this is about God. All of this is about doing what we ought to be doing for the Lord. And as believers, we got to understand that there comes a time that you cannot worry about the tricks of the enemy. You got to just understand that if you just trust God, somehow, some way, he will make a way. Now, David said, if you just be still and let God be God. Because a lot of times, instead of you waiting on God and letting God to work it out, you put your hand back in it and you try to fix it. Somebody tell you, oh, I know what you ought to do. And you listen to that somebody. If that somebody wasn't led by the Spirit of God, you better be careful. Because every little bit of advice you get don't come from God. I don't care if they do use God as a handle. See, they'll use God as a handle to get your attention. The Lord told me to tell you something. Well, God, just talk to me a little bit too, because I got some ears I can hear. I got a heart that I can receive. So whatever you tell them to tell me too. So that when they tell me, I can get confirmation that it is coming from the Lord our God. Anybody ever had anybody to tell you that the Lord told you to tell me this? And sometimes, don't get me wrong now, sometimes God got somebody that he's going to send by to tell you something. And sometimes he's not going to give you a full warning that they are coming. But he's already told us, if you read the word of God, try the Spirit by the Spirit. So you don't need a full warning. All you got to have is the Spirit of the Almighty God. And if it's of the Spirit of God, somehow you're going to feel it. You can feel it moving all in your body, or it'll start making your mind begin to turn. You know how it is if when something just clicks. You've been in the darkness and all of a sudden your light clicks on. When your light clicks on, you realize that now I see the light. Too many of us are still walking around with our eyes wide open and still in darkness. Talking about we love God, talking about we're on the side of God and don't have sense enough to speak to one another. Oh, if God was like some of us, God would reach down and smack about three or four of us upside the head about now. Aren't you glad he's a merciful God? Just think about it. Every time you step out of line, if God were to check you right there on the spot, some of us would be like jumping beans. Couldn't make it a whole 30 minutes without God jaking you. Even the quiet ones. Those of you that sit there don't never say nothing. I'm not talking about praise. I'm talking about just you just quiet. But I found out quiet people got a whole lot of things going on in their head. You got to watch them quiet folk too. One thing about the one that got a lot of mouth, they already give you their story beforehand. But them quiet ones, you got to search them and you got to examine them and watch them and see what they're going to do. How many times did you say, oh, I thought she was quiet? Yeah, right. I don't care how holy nobody in here is. If somebody stir you up the wrong way, don't tell me you forgot how it was to be in the flesh. Don't tell me you're going to lay your religion down, because if you can lay it down, you ain't got nothing no way. My religion helped me to pull it in sometime when I about say the wrong thing. And then sometime when I say the wrong thing, my religion said, go back and apologize. Anybody in here want to be real? You just want to go through the motions and come to church and just act like you never done nothing wrong and you never said nothing wrong and never got out of the will of God. I'm here to tell you, a lie, the truth ain't in you. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So that puts the finger on every one of us. So if anybody in here ever done anything wrong, you mind asking the Lord to say, forgive me, God? As believers, if we don't know anything else, we ought to know that God loves us. If you don't know that God loves you, you don't know very much. Because I said and I heard that he's a friend that loveth closer than a brother. I found through the word of God, he is the one that laid down his life, the Bible declared, for his friend. And the Bible declared that he went to Calvary, went to the grave, but he got up with all power in his hand. Then the God that I serve promise he's not going to leave me here always. But he told us that he's coming back. And when he come back, he's looking for a church. Now, William, he ain't looking for Fowles Chapel. He's not looking for Pastor K. But he's looking for a church without a spot or a ring. He's looking for a church that don't necessarily have a name or a denomination. But he's looking for a church that got the seal of Jesus down on his heart. See, when we get so caught up in where we worship at that we forget who we worship in, we messed up. God promises us. And he tells us that there are two kinds of people. You got your believers, and then there are the unbelievers. Now, if you are in there somewhere in between, you don't exist. Because you're either one or the other. If you're one of those that keep talking about, well, when I get it together, I'm going to become a believer. I don't know how you're going to get it together if you don't know God. I don't know how you're going to get it together if you don't want to know God. Because the Bible declares that if you are a believer, to them he gave power to become sons and daughters of God. If you are a believer, then I declare that the Bible declares that you ought not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power unto salvation. If you are a believer, then every time somebody come when he say, she say, you ought not be putting wind in your jaws and putting some strength in your leg and running the other way. But you ought to run toward that situation and say, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. If you say, I'll never be nothing, I rebuke that lie in the name of Jesus. If you say that God is not walking with me, I rebuke that lie in the name of Jesus. Anybody know they got the Lord walking with them? Anybody know that despite your past and your history, God still blesses you? Anybody know that even though you are not perfect, God woke you up this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. And laid you in his mighty hand and said, everything is going to be all right. You got to have a personal relationship with God. Get off of that mama and them stuff. Mama got enough to do to pray for herself. Time for you to start praying for yourself. Time for you to stop taking the burdens off of other folk and realize that you got some obligations to God yourself. You got to know that if you got a personal relationship with God, he understands you. He knows exactly how you feel. He knows exactly how you're going to handle situations in your life. He knows when you are almost at your breaking point. He knows when you are just about ready to give up all hope. And how many of you know that just before you give up hope, there's a song that said that he comes on time. For when I needed him the most, Jesus stepped right on in. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody ever needed God to step in and God did just what you needed him to do? Anybody ever been just laying there in the midnight hour and you've been talking to God all night long and the Lord God began to visit you in the spirit and let you know everything is going to be all right? Anybody ever heard the Lord say in the middle of the night, you can lay down your head now. You can rest your eyes now because I got you. And everything going to be all right. Weeping may endure only for a night, but joy going to come in the morning. Any believers in the house this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to know what it is to believe in God. What does it mean to believe? Believe means to place one's trust in God's truth. To accept something as true or real, or to have faith and true confidence. When you believe in God, you ought to have confidence that there is nothing too hard for the Lord. When you believe in God, that also say because belief works with faith. Faith, the substance of things, hope for the evidence of things not seen. So if you say that you believe, then you also are saying that you got faith. And as believers or Christians, we want to be heirs of the King. And we want to have faith and we want to believe and we know that God wants us to be saved. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. But you got to believe that he is. What church do you go to? It does not matter. How much money do you pay? It does not matter. How many auxiliaries or ministries are you working on? It does not matter. You see, there are those of us that got to understand you can't buy your way in. You can't work your way in. You can't lie your way in. You can't grab on the tails of nobody else and get in. only those that believe in the power of God. And then you got to know that it's not by self-effort. It's not by what you've done or what you don't do, but by grace are you saved. And if you're saved by grace, it's nothing but the glory of the Almighty God. But the Bible declared, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he cometh to God must believe that he is. Why would you come to God if you don't believe that he can do what you need him to do? Why come to the house of God if you don't believe that there's something somewhere that he's going to be able to help you? If you know that you need to get stronger, then you ought to get closer to the Lord our God. The Bible declared, without faith, we cannot please God, and we're not here to please one another, but we're here to please an almighty God. We got to trust God with everything that we got. We got to know this morning that the real question is, if you're looking for Jesus, why are you looking for him? There are some that are looking for him just because of what they think that he's going to give them. But I found out that if you want to find the true living God, you got to trust the power of God. You got to know God for yourself. Know that nobody else can help you to believe, but you got to believe it for yourself. You got to know God for yourself. The Bible declared that when the people therefore saw that Jesus was nowhere around, see, every now and again, when you know that Jesus is in the midst, let us back up for a moment. It hadn't been too many days ago that Jesus fed over 5,000 men and a whole lot of women and children. And the people saw that God took just five loaves of bread, and just two fish and fed all of these thousands of people. So they realized that there's something special about this man named Jesus. Anybody want to know Jesus? They realized that on that particular time, the Lord had did something that nobody else can do. For when you got just a little bit, God has a way to increase it and make it a whole lot. You know how it was when we were living in the old days. The old folk used to cook pinto beans and cook some rice or some potatoes, because that'll stretch for a long way. You can take a pound a pinto bean and feed about 6 or 7 younger. But I thank God that he made a way to let us know, if you got faith in God, I'll take the little bit you got and make it out of a whole lot. But they found out that on one day, after Jesus had fed all of the folk, everybody was all excited about this man called Jesus. But the Bible declared that when the evening came, that the disciples got on a ship and went over to the other side. When they began to look and see that Jesus didn't go with them, but Jesus, he departed and went up into the mountain. When he went into the mountain, he began to pray. But the people began to look for Jesus. For the Bible said, early in the morning, they realized that I cannot find Jesus. There had not been another boat to come in the dock. And I don't know where Jesus is. I done looked everywhere all around the land, but I cannot find Jesus. But the Bible says some more ships came in the dock. And the people of God said, I gotta find Jesus. I want to go over to the other side to Capernaum, and I want to look for Jesus over there. But the Bible said when he got over there, that they found Jesus just like they said. And the Bible said, they said, Rabbi, when did thou come hither? In other words, when did you get here? How did you get here? I didn't see you get on the ship. I was looking all around the land, but here you are right here on the other side. I want to know, how did you get over here? Verily, verily, I say unto you, I want to know, what are you looking for me for? You just looking for me because I fed you on the other side, and you want me to feed you on this side. But I want to know, why is it that you don't understand the miracles of God? Why is it that all you could see was just that temporary thing? You see that food that I gave you on that side? You ate it and you're going to get hungry again. But I got some bread, the true living bread, that you'll never get hungry. All you got to do is eat on this bread and everything is going to be all right. The Bible said the people of God began to question Jesus. Said, what do we have to do? What is it that you need for me to do the work of God? Jesus said unto them, there's nothing special that you got to do. You don't have to turn a somersault. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to foam at the mouth. You don't have to pay out all of this money. All you gotta do is just believe that God sent me. If you can believe that I am the one that God sent,
then I'll make things change in your life. And if you believe in the power of God, verily, verily, I say unto you, if you believe on me, you will have everlasting life. For I am the bread of life. Your father, they ate manna from heaven. And that manna that they got, that they thought Moses gave them, Moses didn't give it to them, but it was God the Father. He is the one that gave them that bread. But I want to introduce you to some more bread. And this bread that I'm going to give you, you'll never get hungry anymore. I want to introduce you to the bread of life. The bread of life will feed you when you get hungry. If you believe in the power of God, the Bible says if you get hungry, he is the bread of life. If you get thirsty, he's the water that springeth up everlasting water. He's the one that can do what nobody else can do. So I somebody tell you this morning, the only thing you got to do is believe in the power of God. Believe in the Son of God. Believe in the name of Jesus. Believe that God will deliver you. Believe that God will pick you up and take you out of your bad situation. Believe this morning that God sits high and he looks down low. Do you believe in the power of God? Do you believe that God is on your side? Do you believe that he's a doctor and a lawyer? Do you believe that he never lost a case? Do you believe that he's our salvation? He's the blood of the Lamb, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Do you believe that he's a bridge across troubled water? Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe in the power of God? All you gotta do. All you gotta do. All you gotta do is believe. Believe that he is. And if you believe that he is, the Bible says that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you're looking for him, he's waiting on you. And he will reward you with blessings beyond measure. The only thing we got to do is believe. We got to believe. Don't let nobody cloud your belief. You got to believe in the impossible. That job that you're seeking, believe that it's yours just for the asking. And you walk in there like it's already your job. You ought to go dressed to go to work right then. No, you're not going to be able to go right then, but just be ready to work right then. Go in there with that mindset that I come to get my job. I didn't come looking for a job. I come in here to get my job. And you got to believe that God will fix it for you. You go to that doctor, you go inside those rooms. Don't walk in there like you scared. But you walk in there like a believer. That I'm walking in. Dr. Jesus said that everything going to be all right. Because I believe it, I shall receive it. But if you're not able to believe, then you got to work on some things. Ask the Lord to move all that doubt. And to know that to be a believer, you don't have to be nobody special. You don't have to come from no particular side of town. You just got to be you. You are somebody. And that man or that woman that society has stepped on and thought that you were less than nothing, you tell them to get their feet off you. When you stand up and declare, I'm a child of the King. Yeah, I made some mistakes in life, but Jesus died for my mistakes. You didn't. So don't tell me God can't change me. Don't tell me God can't fix some things in my life. If you're saved, you're not saved by your own effort. You're not saved just because you come to church on Sunday. You are not saved just because somebody else prayed for you. But if you're saved, the Bible declares that at some point you confess with your own mouth. And then what does it say? Believe in your own heart that Jesus died for your sins.